Yeah, I mean, the difference is just crazy between, you know, one field to the other. I mean, you look there, that's all just all down.
It's no more than 30 feet apart.
It's the road separating them.
Each year, farmers throughout the Midwest are at the mercy of Mother Nature. In 2015, for example, the weather was near perfect for growers in north central Iowa. That resulted in some of the best yields ever recorded on some area farms. In other years, weather can wipe out an entire crop in the blink of an eye. Wind, hail, too much rain, not enough rain. There are so many things that can happen to a corn or soybean field at the hands of Mother Nature. Farmers in Kossuth County have seen some of their crop get flattened in recent days by high winds. Derek Schutcher farms with his dad just south of Titonka. Some of their fields, along with many of their neighbors, saw plenty of wind damage to crops in a short period of time.
I mean, it's the tale of 2 days. Basically, this Wednesday, the crop looked phenomenal, coming in real hard to tassel pretty quick here. Some of it's already tasseling. And then now, you know, Thursday morning, you wake up and there's a bunch of down corn and whatnot.
So far in 2016, much of the crop in north central Iowa has been looking very good. The latest USDA crop report showed that corn statewide was rated at 79% good to excellent, and soybeans were 77% good to excellent. That number, though, came out before severe weather rolled through the state earlier this week. Schutcher believes some of the reason behind why some fields were worse off than others is due to the yearly crop rotation of the field. A corn-on-corn rotation seems to be where most of the problems are after this week's wind event in Kossuth County. He explains why.
When you're planting corn on corn, it seems like it takes more energy for the crop, needs more nutrients, and it seems to be a little bit more finicky throughout the year and takes a little more attention rather than the corn on beans. And at the end of the year, like now, it can be a little bit vulnerable to even pests or like we have wind damage.
Despite the weather events this week, Schutcher believes that it is still early enough that some of the downed crop has a chance to come back and produce this fall.
I think most of it has a decent chance anyway. Depending on rainfall, more weather problems. But if it isn't laying flat on the ground, there's a chance for it to come back a little bit. Maybe it'll gooseneck. It might be and probably will be a big pain to combine this fall. But there should be something there. And there could be something to be made on it yet. So that I wouldn't write it off yet. It looks really ugly right now, but there's still a chance. So you never know, and that's just the way farming always is. You just never know, and you're stuck with the weather as it is.
On a positive note, the soybean crop still looks good in Kossuth County. One major factor moving forward, though, for north central Iowa's crop will be rainfall. While some areas have seen large amounts of rain, there are pockets in the area that need moisture. That includes the Schutcher farm.
Yeah, the beans do look good. We got those in on time, and really we've been stretching between rainfalls at this point. We've been short. We haven't had anything in about 2 to 3 weeks here, and we really needed it last night. You know, we got 7/10, and that isn't enough. The roads are already dry. You know, there's cracks still in the ground, and we could use some more rain to really get them going. But other than that, everything's looked pretty good so far, and like you said, the beans are looking real strong still.
The weeks ahead are a critical time for the continued development of the crop in north central Iowa. Like every other year, we hope that Mother Nature is nice to us and gives our crop the mix of rain and heat that it needs to flourish. You can see photos and a video of the downed corn in Kossuth County by heading to the farm news page on DiscoverNorthIowa.com. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.